The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Well, she's got to be a 20 on a scale of 10.
More rocking start than we're used to, but I thought it was worthwhile. Having just had the number of the beast this week, it seems a good point to bring in that one by the Jeff Healey Band from 14 years ago, and a cruel little number on a scale of 1 to 10. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, the British Forces Broadcasting Service. 63 years of playing music and talking to Her Majesty's Forces, wherever they are in the world. And I've been proud to be a member of that for 28 of them, or so thereabouts, anyway. Welcome to the programme. However you're listening, whether it's on FM across the world, on one of 36 transmitters, whether it's a listen again via the website, or whether it's a podcast. podcast. We've got a mix of music, new and old, and some more rocky than bluesy, like that one, and some far more bluesy than anything else. As we go back now to the 1960s, and John Hammond, taken from the album So Many Roads from 1965. Here he is with You Can't Judge a Book by Looking at the Cover.
Judge a honey bound looking at the bee. Can't judge an apple bound looking at the tree. Can't judge a woman bound looking at the other. Can't judge a book bound looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Wow, you misjudge me. I'm acting like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Oh. Can't judge a book bound looking out the cover. Well, you can't judge sugar bound looking at the cave. Can't judge a woman bound looking at a man. Can't judge a mother bound looking at the daughter. Can't judge a book bound looking at the cover. Can't you see? Oh, it's just me. I may act like a farmer, but I'm a lover, honey. Can't judge a book bound looking at the cover. Come on. In a pond. Can't judge a lady bound looking at the wrong. Can't judge a sister bound looking at a brother. Can't judge a book bound looking at the cover. Can't you see? Well, you misjudge me. I may act like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Oh. Can't judge a book bound looking out the cover. Well,
that album is so important in so many ways, recorded 40-odd years ago in 1965. It's John Hammond. Featuring, backing him up on that album, are people like Charlie Musselwhite and Mike Bloomfield, and also Levon Helm and Garth Hudson, and Robbie Robertson on guitar there, future members of the band as well. So some of the luminaries of what was going to become the sort of the new style of pop music, if you like, appearing there on that album 41 years ago, reissued on Vanguard Records and worth getting your hands on. New listeners start here. Last week I was endeavouring to play a piece of music from somebody who dropped me an email, and he's got a new band. He's got a space on MySpace where everybody who is up and coming seems to be these days. It seems to be the really best way of getting your name and your music out, but I wasn't able to get the tune out and be able to get it played. I'm pleased to say now we can, and so let's have first of all the nephew and then his uncle side by side, and starting off with the nephew. His name is Peter Green, and his name is Joe Green. The band are the Joe Green Connection, and here they are with the track called Corner Cafe.
This could be heaven. This could be paradise. This could be heaven. This could be paradise.
Thank you.
just wish I'd been there. 1998 in April at Ronnie Scott's, normally a jazz club here in London town, but that night taken over by the blues fraternity to come along to see, well, I suppose it is the reincarnation of Peter Green, because through the 80s and 90s, Peter was not performing and was a shadow of his former self and his present self. And it's really, I think, probably more than anything else due to a guy called Nigel Watson, who together with the Splinter Group brought Peter back into the mainstream again. And that's a great double CD set from Soho, Soho Live, it's called, Live at Ronnie Scott's, and that's Look on the Yonder Wall. And before that, you heard his nephew, Joe Green, with the band Joe Green's Connection. Joe actually was playing with Peter, I guess, in 2004, and some, I think, presumably Peter then said, you know, you should perhaps form a band, and so he has. And so they've sent the tunes to the producer of Cream, Peter Brown, and so Pete's arranged and put these tracks together. They're available on MySpace. It's not an album yet. There's only four tracks so far. I guess Joe must be, I don't know, Joe, you must be in your 20s, I would say. But anyway, thanks for dropping an email to me. And if you're in a band and would like to get your music featured on The Raven and the Blues, it is as simple as Joe did. And that's just drop an email to dave.raven@bfbs.com and all will be revealed. It's about time we had the ladies, but this time let's go way, way back to a girl who actually became, I suppose, better known as a jazz performer, but here she is in a blues incarnation when she was a young lass. Her name's Dinah Washington, and here she is with Evil Gal Blues. And that voice continued through her recording career into the 60s and 70s. Dinah Washington there, and Evil Gal Blues, recorded way back in the 40s. Taken off an album called Essential Women in Blues from the now sadly defunct House of Blues label. if I reach around here and under the CDs and pick up this flyer, which comes from the 8th Maryport Bitter and Blues Festival, which sounds rather fine. July the 28th to the 30th. Maryport is up in Cumbria, almost on the border with Scotland. It's a very nice place. And they've got some amazing acts. They've got David Honeyboy Edwards, Robert Lockwood Jr., Homesick James. David Honeyboy Edwards must be in his late 80s, early 90s now. Tony Joe White, an old friend of the programme, he's going to be there. And also on representing the UK, Gino Washington, Chris Farlow, Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes, we'll come to them in a second, but also two members of the blues band who often appear together, and that's Paul Jones and Dave Kelly. Here's Dave Kelly with a track from his album called Resting My Bones, and this is called Watching the Fire.
I'm just watching the fire burn out, sitting watching the fire burn out as the embers die. Sparks fly to the sky above, and as the years go by, I still thrill to your sweet love. I'm tired of watching the fire burn out. I'm sitting here in the dark, just watching those last few sparks. In love with you, it leaves me with a warm glow of loving as we do. I'm never gonna let it go, just let it flow. I'm sitting watching the fire burn out.
I'm happy.
Relaxed album recorded for the most part in Sweden and then finished here in the UK. Some of it finished actually in Dave's own studio. It's really silly, you know, I should really sort of drop him an email because he only lives when he's here in the UK about 3 miles from where I'm talking to you from now in my own studio. He's got a studio upstairs in his house in Hampton Wick, which as I say is about 3 miles away, no more than that. But also he spends the rest of the time in France where he's got a home too. Northern France somewhere, but I can't remember where. And that's Dave Kelly, part of the blues band, a blues man for many, many years. And he's going to be up in Maryport for the end of July, July the 28th to the 30th, together with his other blues band member and Radio 2 DJ, Paul Jones. And they make a fine duo together, well worth seeing. Somebody else is going to be in Maryport are the band Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes. Stuff indeed. That's Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes, and a track taken from their album I'm on a Roll. And that's a number called, I forgot what it's called now, it's called Going For It, that's right. I was getting confused there because I was just opening up a web page of the Shetland Blues Festival. That's taking place next weekend. Lights Out by Nine, we'll play a track from them. It's going to be too tight for this week's show. I'll play a track from them in the next week's programme as well, and some other great bands. It's a long way away, though. Mind you, it is going to be 24 hours of sunshine almost, because it's almost the summer equinox, and one of the most northerly places in the British Isles, and a great place too. But 16th, 17th and 18th of June, next weekend, the Shetland Blues Festival. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. No Thursday transmission because of something to do with, I think, football and the World Cup and things of that ilk. And so Saturday night only, and of course, more and more people choosing to listen via the web. Don't forget the website, bfbs.com/R&B. Links to all the artists, all the usual stuff there as well, and a chance to hear the programme all over again. Here's an album I've been waiting for 3 or 4 weeks now. It's been been out in the States about a month or thereabouts, and it's from Alligator Records. Bruce Iglauer founded Alligator back in 1981, and I think the first time he did it was in 2001, I think, for the 20th anniversary. 1971 he founded it for the 30th. I'm confused. I think the first celebration was 25 years, so that would be 1997 or thereabouts. And he brought an album out called 25 Years of Alligator. And every 5 years he's done it, so at the 30th and then the, and now the 35th. And rather cleverly what he's done, he's put 35 tracks and 35 different artists. And so I've confused everybody now, haven't I? Even confused myself. Let's have Little Charlie and the Nightcats from 1987 and Poor Tarzan. Get some sense out of it at the end.
Yay!
Way back, people in the days of old, man first started to rock and roll. Something about that jungle beat, it got all in his body, made him move his feet. He the voodoo king and the voodoo queen, they did a funky, funky dance the world never seen. Old King Cobra and a mama snake, hit it, dug the beach, y'all, started to shake. All lions and tigers and the elephants too. Yeah. They just a digging that Congo bongo groove. Hey, the entire jungle was a going stormy, but Poor Tarzan just couldn't catch on. He's just a flapping his arms and stomping his feet. Yeah, but Poor Tarzan couldn't find the beat. Hey, the big ape man was such a pitiful sight. He couldn't cop a groove, y'all, to save his life. Said, now Tarzan's mad as he can be, because Jane ran off with the chimpanzee.
Sometimes rewind the clock. get to the DeLorean sports car and go back at 88 miles an hour and go back 4 or 5 minutes and do the thing all over again. Okay, Bruce Ziegler arrived in Chicago in 1970, formed a record label purely to record one person, Hound Dog Taylor, in 1971. In 1991, he brought out, I think, the very first then of the commemoration album celebrating 20 years of Alligator Records, and then they came out at five-year intervals thereafter, culminating in this one, 35 years of Alligator and 35 tracks from 35 artists. And that's one of them, Little Charlie and the Nightcats from 1987, featuring the great Charlie Beatty on guitar and Rick Estrin on harmonica, and that is Poor Tarzan. Across now to Los Angeles, except the lady in question comes from Louisiana, from Lake Charles, but lived in Los Angeles for many, many years now. In her late 70s, I guess, but still performs 3 or 4 nights a week around the clubs of Los Angeles. She doesn't do much travelling. Her name is Mickey Champion, and here she is with the Percy Mayfield original, which I've heard covered by many, many people, but it's still one which almost brings me to tears. It's called Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding. Lord, peace of mind. If it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along, peaceful and tough. Hey, when hate is gone, but if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. You know I count the world's troubles. My answer's always the same. Unless a man put an end to this destructible sin, baby, put the world in a flame. Oh, ain't that a doggone, doggone, doggone shame? Just because I'm in misery, babe. Oh, I don't beg for no sympathy now. Not asking too much. Please send me someone to love. Misery now. I don't beg
Quite right ago. No sign of old age in that voice, is there? Mickey Champion. The album came out 4 years ago, called What You Want. You can buy it from her website. And if you're in Los Angeles, she still works 3 or 4 nights a week in the clubs nearby where she lives. As I say, doesn't do an awful lot of travelling. And Percy Mayfield's Please Send Me Someone to Love. Here's someone who passed away last year in his 79th year. His name is R.L. Burnside. Born in 1926, but effectively didn't become well-known, famous. He just was a blues man in the Mississippi Delta area until really the very late 70s, early 1980s. And at that stage, then all of a sudden people like David Evans discovered him, and he was recording, and he started working in Europe. And he died last year at the age of 79, guess, basically. He had a heart attack, I think, and then underwent bypass surgery and never recovered from it. Here he is from one of the first recordings he made. So let's see, this was 1979. So let's make it 1980, 30. He was in his middle 50s, basically, when he made his first recordings. And here is R.L. Burnside with a track from his album Raw Electric, 1979 to 1980, and this one is called Going Down South. Title sums it up, doesn't it? Raw and Electric, 1979-1980, R.L. Burnside and the Sound Machine, and that one is called Going Down South. What's odd, though, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do on the webpage, is, you know, I always have to say you can click on the links and go to the record label or to the artist and buy the record from them. Well, first of all, A, he's passed on, and secondly, I got that from the excellent network which supplies radio presenters like myself with music to play called radiosubmit.com, and there's no sort of clickable link to be able to buy the stuff. So I've played it for you now, but if you now want to go racing out to buy it, I'm not quite sure how we'll do that. I'll see if I can sort it out, and so when you click on the link over the weekend, you might just find a web page which enables you to listen to it but not buy it, which is kind of odd in a way. Okay, a new album now coming from somebody new to the programme as well. The album is called The Prodigal Son, and the gentleman's name is Memphis Gold, which sounds like an album title, but no, his real name is Chester Chandler, but he performs under the name of Memphis Gold, and here is the first track on the album called Come With Me.
I love you.
Good stuff, eh? The booking is with Barbara Chandler, which could be his mother, could be his wife. His name is Chester, otherwise Memphis Gold. The album is new, it's called Prodigal Son, and you'll find the links to that on the Raven the Blues website. Talking of the website, the Frapper Map, let's welcome some new names. Mike Block from Pennsylvania, Bluesman from, what's a great name, Delsbo in Sweden, William from Michigan, Jimmy Carlisle from Lerwick in Scotland, and he's the guy who's kind of organising, I think, the Shetland Blues Festival taking place next weekend. Also, Bruce Pulliam in California, Tybee Guy in Savannah in Georgia, and I think we're almost up to speed there, aren't we? No, we're probably not, actually. There's been a bit of a rush. Jeff from Illinois, Rick from Colorado, and yeah, we're up to speed now, because Bob the Bin Man was the person I mentioned last week on the programme. Don't forget, if you'd like to drop me a line, it's pretty simple, dave.raven@bfbs.com. I'm in Cyprus all of next week, so it's looking forward to that enormously, and I'll give you more news of how Cyprus went in next week's programme. Let's close, though, with something from T-Bone Walker, for many people the father of electric blues and inspiration for people like Chuck Berry and B.B. King, out of Texas originally, and here he is with an album which is called Stormy Monday. It's an earlier recording, and it's out on Hallmark Records here in the UK, which means it's one of those cheap labels, and so consequently you get no information at all on the record about where it was recorded or anything else. But it kind of sums up for me anyway the fact that I'm heading across to Cyprus, because this is a track called Got Across to the Deep Blue Sea. And that's what we'll do. And until next week, thanks for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you. And so to close the programme, T-Bone Walker and Got Across That Deep Blue Sea.
That she's happy because she never treat me wrong. When I'm leaving you, baby, I've got to cross the deep blue sea. Well, I'm leaving you, mama, I've got to cross the deep blue sea. Well, I know you're a fine girl and you'll never worry me. Satisfied. I love my baby, and I've got him by my side.